this is from Michael Jackson. Billie Jean. And this is Whitney Houston. Well, in honor of two of the greatest entertainers to ever live, a Sydney entertainment venue will be presenting a show dubbed Remember the Time, which they say will be a celebration of the music and legacy of Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. The event will come off at Sydney's premier live music venue, The Basement, next month. And for the first time since 2009, and by popular demand, the organizers say they will bring together some of Sydney's finest musicians and singers to perform 2 hours of mega hits from the king and queen of the 80s, Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. Melanie Champion is event manager. I spoke with her a short while ago. This is a night to pay tribute to the king and queen of the 1980s, Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. Tell me about this event in Sydney.
Yes, well, thank you very much for having a chat to me about this, Martin, first of all. Yes, MJ and Whitney, as you know, are the king and queen of the 80s. All of their music was amazing. And so, you know, I've been producing tribute shows now since 2008. And we previously produced this specific show in 2013. And it's been a while since we've actually had this show out there. And people have been contacting us to bring it back again. So we chose to go back into doing tribute shows and to launch it with the MJ Whitney tribute show, as it was a very popular one. And their music is amazing, obviously. So, yeah, that's why we've chosen, you know, the tribute to MJ and Whitney.
But why combine them, the two top male, female? What was the reason for combining tributes to the two of them at the same event?
Well, they were very close, the two of them. There's like amazing photos out there and stories about them, you know, having a great relationship. Their music was kind of relevant at the same time. And the music in terms of programming a show, the music went really well together. And when we first did the MJ, I did an MJ Michael Jackson tribute show, was after he passed away, and then Whitney passed away, so I kind of brought her into it as well. So it was basically to pay tribute to their music and obviously to keep their memories alive through their music. So, and because they had that great relationship, we thought it was a really great combination.
Michael Jackson died in 2009. Whitney Houston passed away in 2012. Why are you hosting this show now? Is there any special event, any special maybe milestone that has necessitated the fact that this thing has to be held now?
Not particularly. It's just because we want to keep that show alive and, as I said, keep their music and memory alive. And then we also want to showcase, you know, some of the great local artists that are amazing at singing and paying tribute to these artists in particular. You know, they're drawing on their influences from MJ and Whitney. We just wanted to keep that show alive, basically. And as I said, it was really popular when I first did it in 2013. So I wanted to, you know, make the crowd happy. I was getting a lot of emails and requests, so I thought, well, I'm going to do it again. Yeah, so that's why there's no kind of milestone at this point for them.
The theme for the night is Remember the Time. That was the title of one of Michael Jackson's tracks. Am I right?
Yes, it was. Remember the Time was one of his biggest hits, so we chose to use it as the name of the show. So obviously that song will be performed on the night. I won't tell you when, but yeah, it'll be part of the set list on the night. And when I do these tribute shows, I try and choose the name of a relevant song of that era. So I do a whole range of shows, and Remember the Time was our choice for this one. So it was one of my favourite songs as well.
I think there is a show going on in Sydney now on Whitney Houston.
The Bodyguard.
Yeah, The Bodyguard. Yeah. That's right. I've heard it. I've seen it on buses and everywhere, billboards around.
I'm kind of glad The Bodyguard's on, because people would love to hear Whitney's songs. So they can go and watch The Bodyguard and then come and hear MJ songs as well at our show.
So what should patrons expect when they turn up for this event? Is it video shows of Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston, or basically songs from their music albums?
They can expect performance from some of very talented vocalists in Sydney, accompanied with a live band. So it's a live music event. So it'll be a live band playing 2 hours of all the hits, all the MJ and Whitney classics. It's an awesome night out, and it takes people on a journey down memory lane to the days when, you know, the music was great and the vibe was great. And obviously, I think MJ and Whitney provided the soundtrack to a lot of our lives. So people, you know, will be on the dance floor reminiscing. It's a great vibe in the room. The artists performing are awesome. Carlos C. Major, he's an amazing local artist. He'll be doing a lot of the Michael Jackson songs. And then Madam Parker, she'll be singing a lot of the Whitney Houston songs. And then we've got Maxine Champion, who'll be one of the vocalists. And the band is the Tributes, who are local musos that do, you know, the session musos. So a lot of them have played in this show before as well, so they know all the music. And yeah, it's just a great night out, great vibe, and everyone will be on the dance floor, hopefully.
And are we going to see MJ and Whitney lookalikes?
We might, you know, we might. I want to do some prizes on the night for people that want to get into it and get dressed up, but also might have a special, very special performance by a special guest. I can't say who yet, but yeah, there'll definitely be some of that on the night, definitely.
If anyone seeks more information, where should they go to?
They can go to championeventgroup.com, or they can call us at our office, 1-800-842-082.